Welcome back again. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
I am Groot.
He is Groot. There's no doubt. He's a brute. He's
Daddy's
a Groot.
All
and
right.
He's an empty suit. What does that
away,
mean, an empty
you'll
suit?
You'll never know what you'll catch.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, yeah. It could be disease-free.
That's what it says.
And oh, really? And Trisha on the line from an undisclosed location somewhere in
black
the
site.
World.
She's at a black site.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm at a what?
A black site. That's where they take. That's where the government takes people, the undesirables, and holds
oh,
them.
I was envisioning something completely different.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Well, we
something
won't.
That we won't say on the air.
No,
that's where they
I don't
take you
it.
To torture you.
And Eric the Great is in here, too, or outside of here.
Some people
in the
like
room.
To be tortured.
I'm sure all your friends. No, I'm kidding. That was a good one. And the lovely Kathleen is not here. Undisclosed location.
She's being tortured.
I don't know.
She's at a black site as well.
Yes.
She is? Oh.
But she doesn't have phone access privilege.
Oh, wow. And Trisha does. Okay. So welcome, Trisha, to the
show. But she
show.
Does have text privileges.
She does?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
she does.
Well, she texted you, but anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that we are celebrating the release of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, yeah.
Opened up Thursday night, doing
Thursday.
Blockbuster business.
And quite a few screenings, actually.
Yes.
It wasn't just a typical 7 and 10.
No.
7, 7:15, 7:30, 8, 8:15, 8:30, 9, 9:15, 10.
Is it in multiple screens in the same theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty... Yeah. Yeah,
it's a very wide release because they want to make sure that people. Well, I think they're like smaller theaters nowadays as well. Because
it,
you know,
it seems that Disney is the only movie maker anymore.
You know, they kind of are. If you look at it, Disney has made this great model where they only release blockbusters. They've done away with their Touchstone and all those other like little.
Really?
Yeah, and
I mean, didn't think Touchstone was little.
Well, it wasn't that little, but they still did away with it. It was just
Where'd it go?
They had some great movies.
They did have some great movies.
Where did they go?
Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy is one of my favorite movies. They just did away with it.
They
because,
did.
Because
they didn't even sell it?
Financially, they're just trying to release blockbusters because you know what? The movie business is changing, and it's hard to get people into the theater for some of the smaller movies.
Oh.
So
well, because there's other venues now. I mean, the Amazons and the Netflix that are doing originals and stuff. And for Disney, because they are an entertainment company, they want to have something that they can release toys for. They can, you know, open up rides or something within their amusement parks and, you know, kind of hit you on all different levels, clothing lines. I mean, they want to be able to hit you in all those different arenas.
Exactly. And then so you've got the perfect thing here with Baby Groot. I mean, we've seen Baby Groot since the last movie.
Oh, my gosh. I want to adopt him. Can I have him, please?
I know. Hallmark's got a little Baby Groot ornament coming out.
Very cute.
July.
And does it say, I am Groot?
He dances to Flashlight.
But speaking of... other venues making movies, Manchester by the Sea, which won 2 Academy Awards, was an Amazon original.
Yeah?
Was it really?
I didn't know that until just recently.
I didn't even like that movie.
I didn't care for that much.
I mean, that's because for that type of movie, you have a particular audience.
And that's,
it's not something that's universal.
And I like that, you know, I like that we do have the options to see, to watch something at home, to watch something on video on demand, and, you know, all the different venues. It's difficult to say, you know, as a film critic that, oh, you know, you don't need to see every movie in a movie theater. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to just sit at home. I like to watch the movies with my duck and, you know, just sit there and munch on some popcorn and pause it when you need to. But then you've got something like Guardians of the Galaxy that you need to see on the big screen.
And I saw it in 3D. Did you?
I did not see it in 3D because of the 3D. I think I've only seen like three.
Joseph only has one eye.
I do.
Whoa.
The other one's glass.
Okay, Stuart. I mean, sorry.
But I did
not. Stuart Little?
I've only
seen a Minion Stuart has one eye.
Oh,
I've
Minion.
Only seen a few 3D movies that I actually thought were worth it, like Avatar, Jurassic World, and there was one other that I completely, like Journey to the Center of the Earth or something like that.
Oh, really?
I really, really, really liked Avatar in 3D. I agree with you on that.
Tron was another one as well. Tron was great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tron.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey,
yeah.
He was in this one.
Yes, he was. So let's talk about it. Did you see it? Well, you did see it because you saw it in 3D. So we have three reviews for our listeners. Again, if you have another review of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, 602-252-1480, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F for Facebook or stream.live/breakradioshow. Now, I loved the first movie. I loved Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1. I loved the music. The ending when we got to meet Baby Groot. Dave forgot how that happened.
Because I did.
It was
yeah.
a few years ago, though. And
27 years.
And just as we discussed in our first segment, no one really knew what it was, because it's not like Iron Man. It's not like Spider-Man. It's superheroes that we don't really know. And people were kind of like, they didn't know if they should see it. And then it did huge business. And now it is probably one of the most popular Marvel franchises.
Is it?
Yeah, to date. And it does have that humor, like Ant-Man.
Yeah, it does.
I gave the first Guardians of the Galaxy 5 stars. It was a breakthrough. I'm going to give this one 4. Now, here we get to meet Kurt Russell is the father of Chris Pratt's character, Peter Quill. And, you know, we've got Baby Groot in there. You've got Drax. You've got Gamora. A bunch of other characters from the first one. Some new characters as well. And I thought that there are multiple storylines going on. That's where it fell short a little bit for me, is that the Guardians of the Galaxy were not all together. And I thought that a little bit of the action near the end was just a little bit mind-numbing, kind of Transformers-esque. I prefer the comedy and the stuff that was going on earlier. That first scene, well, the first scene on Earth with Kurt Russell was amazing. Dave and I were
yeah,
discussing it out
like
there.
Yeah, he looked young.
Yes, he looked young. That was amazing.
And I don't know how they did that.
But then the scene afterward with Baby Groot dancing to the song that brought us into today's show, Mr. Blue Sky, that was so memorable and just so much fun in it. And that embodies exactly what this movie is. It's fun. It's exactly, and he's just dancing to it and everything.
There we go.
And Groot, Baby Groot, is what this movie is. It's just so much fun and funny and action packed and also very emotional. I would say that, Dave, did you cry near the end?
I
or
did.
Was I the only one?
I think I saw you in the corner crying.
Kind of a father-son moment there.
Did you sleep during the film?
No, I was actually wide awake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's rare.
What star? How many stars?
I'm going to give it 4 stars. I really liked it. Not as good as the first one, but that one's, you know, it's hard to beat that. It's hard to beat that. But I really did love it, and I love the messages there, the stories, the messages about love, the messages about just family and friends.
Yeah.
And you know what? Family that you might have lost, not respect for, but you know with the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't
want
to reveal it, but something that you don't really see eye to eye with that person, but you know what? Maybe there is something there after all.
How about Tricia? You're next.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's see. Did I like it? Not really, because I loved it. I thought it was excellent. I thought it had a really great balance. I love the soundtrack, obviously.
Yes.
I thought it had a fantastic balance of humor. At first, I thought it might be a little bit too slapsticky. But I like the balance. I like the storylines. I enjoyed the fact that there was, you know, the tension between Gamora and her sister and Gamora and Peter and his dad and, you know, and the new characters were very interesting. I thought, Mantis, was interesting.
She's,
that was an interesting story.
She's very beautiful on the inside.
And I mean, there was a lot of meaning in many different areas. It did make it be a little bit scattered, like you said, where there were so many storylines going on, but they all came together. But it's one of those movies I would want to see again to see what I missed. I give it a 4.5.
Oh, nicely said.
Very good. And before you
I loved Kurt Russell. I think he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He did.
I think Chris Pratt, I mean, really, all of them had their star moments, but that little Baby Groot was so precious. I just love him.
And before, I loved him too. And Dave, before you give us your comments, we've got a comment on stream. Royal STL says, I love the movie. And I don't know how many, I gave it 4 out of 5, and then Trisha gave it 4.5 out of 5. So Royal STL, let us know how many stars you give it. Dave, how many stars did you give it?
I gave it 5.
Wow.
But based on not so much the profoundness, but on on how it's appealing on so many levels. So can I compare it to one of these dramatic movies? Probably not. But for an entertainment value, this is one of the best movies entertainment-wise I've ever seen. The music, it was funny. The great characters. I mean, having Kurt Russell, the special effects making him look young.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did that.
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, made
me
probably.
It made me want Dairy Queen.
And you know, some of the lines I thought was unique. I really thought it was all around balance and just fair and balanced.
And it was touching, too. That's what they're saying on stream right now, is it was a very touching movie. And
very
it's surprising
touching.
for a big blockbuster, summer blockbuster action superhero movie to have that emotional component.
And one of the profound lines that was said by the big guy, who's
Drax?
Yeah. When you are ugly, that's a good thing. Because when they love you for who you are.
Yes.
That's what he said. I wrote it down.
I took that one to heart, really. Yeah.
That was a good one.
I like that one.
So this is one of the few times Kurt Russell has repeated the same line in another movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could say the word, but the thing is, it's in Tombstone, when he met his future wife. She said, "That's very fortuitous. How do you say that?
Fortuitous.
Yeah,
fortuitous.
And he said that also in this movie.
Wow.
And I picked it up because I remember that very distinctly. Tombstone. I really love that movie too. I'm a big Kurt Russell fan.
So it's like a little Easter egg there that you found, Dave.
Yeah, it was really good, hidden in a very sacred place. So I think, you know, like I said, 5 stars for entertainment value. I can't compare it to some of the great dramatic movies that have won in the past, but this is entertaining.
But
you want to go see great acting, great fun, entertainment, humor, with meaning. It's good.
But why should the best Oscar or whatever, best picture go to a serious movie without... It could go to something like this.
And but it rarely... doesn't
it rarely does,
like,
exactly.
Sideways I thought should have won, but it wasn't that type of movie up against some dramatic, you know.
This is a kind of this is a crowd pleasing movie.
It really
people
is.
Want to see this movie, and you know what, the Academy and other, you know,
they gotta change a bit.
They need to see that there is a lot of depth and
content.
But I don't
see any changes yet, right?
No,
I don't see
not
there's
really.
A trend
it's all going to be all those serious movies. And those there's a place for those as well. But you know what? We cannot discount these amazing blockbusters like
this.
And
this is one of them.
Yes, it is.
And there's others.
And I wanted to ask you, Joseph, did you notice that during the credits that certain lines said,
"I am Groot."
I am Groot.
You saw that.
And
I missed that.
Switch.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought that was great. And
the
then
credits were great.
You have to, first of all, it is 2 hours and 15 minutes, about that.
But stay for the whole
time.
Yes.
And it also, I do have to mention this because I'm not the only one who noticed this. There are many, many, many more previews.
Yes.
In front of this film. They're a good 20 to 25 minutes of previews.
Well, they know
before
that people,
the movie starts.
People are going to see this movie.
Actually,
and
that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And it is someone's saying giving a spoiler on stream, but there is something involving Groot in the end credits that I don't want to spoil, but that was my favorite of the end credits.
Oh, that was good, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
very uniquely done.
Yes.
Very clever.
And then even Drax, I mean, it's big guy, you know, it could have been just such a dry character like Thor, but you know, he's laughing at things. I loved his laugh in this movie when someone says something and, you know, someone's hurting or something like that.
Oh, that was funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so she found your most embarrassing thing.
Yeah. He was
do me.
A great who? But a great character,
yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
And so we all give it really high starages, right?
Yes, yeah.
Big starages.
We got I'm giving it 4, Trisha's 4.5, Dave's giving it 5, someone on stream
right,
gave it 5.
All right, you want to hear about a really, really, really stinky thing that happened?
Well,
Thursday night at one of the theaters in the Orem, Provo, Utah area. They had a big, huge thunderstorm that knocked out the electricity halfway through the film.
No.
And everybody that had tickets, they were in there. Yeah, they got a refund or tickets to come back, but not until the next non-sold out showing, which was like on Monday. Hello.
Oh, wow. That's
and
rough.
My nephew, who even had Spider-Man crawling out between the layers of his wedding cake, he's that big of a Marvel fan, was there at the first showing Thursday night. Can you believe that?
That's tough because the first showing means something to the groupie types.
It does.
The diehards, exactly, exactly.
Yes.
So and
Dave
so they're
dressed
having
up
to
this.
Avoid
I
Facebook
did.
And all the social media so they don't get spoiler alerts.
Dave dressed up as a raccoon to see this movie.
Yeah,
Bradley Cooper.
People were all over me.
Yes.
And I had a little Groot with me.
Actually, you know what?
I adopted Groot, by the way.
2 years ago, I was going to dress up as Baby Groot for Halloween. And then last year, it was a fallback costume as well. I was going to make a Baby Groot costume. This might be the year. Maybe I should be Baby Groot for Halloween. I know how to make
the costume
from scratch, homemade.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you should, actually, quite honestly. Yes. Eric, what do you think? He should. Little Groot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see as stay tuned.
And then there's one line we can't say because, in theory, we could say, but we should.
I'm just going to say it.
And he's it.
I am Groot.
No, that one where the guy is talking to Kurt Russell, you know, when he found out the guy was the son. He goes, well, do you have a. Yeah, I can't say the rest.
Yeah. And they're asking us.
And they said yes.
They're asking us on stream, are you a DC fan or Marvel fan? Mm.
What's DC?
DC is Superman, Batman. You know,
the Marvel.
Yeah, I like the Marvel.
Yeah.
I like Marvel. You know, DC can be okay, but I haven't liked Batman versus Superman and stuff like that. All those
not that
recently.
Good.
I'm not looking forward to Wonder Woman.
I'm not a Batman fan.
Spider-Man, like Trisha said, Spider-Man Homecoming coming out soon.
Is that Marvel?
Yeah, that's Marvel.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The first Spider-Man was good. Second one was okay.
Tobey
Maguire, yeah.
Third one, uh-uh.
Is that the third one coming out?
That was with Venom, right?
Well, with Venom. This is like the third different actor that's kind of taken over Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know if it looks so good. I saw the previews.
Yeah, yeah. But, so everyone go out there and see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We're going to continue celebrating here on KPHX 1480 Breakthrough Entertainment with some more music from the movie. You got to go out and get this soundtrack. It's so much fun. And we're going to come back in a few minutes with some relationship talk, both ends of the spectrum.
That's right.
And you know what? The Chain is going to take us. They played this twice in the movie.
They did?
Oh, God. You know, they looked so cool.
In the trailer.
Yeah, and they looked so cool walking out of the spaceship and stuff like that to this song.
How about they have Beatles songs, actually? A lot of Beatles songs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have George Harrison, that one. But I think, Dave, you and I should walk out of the theater to this song.
Yeah, like that.
In slow-mo.
Yeah, in slow motion.
Should we?
Yeah.
And we'll talk in slow motion? How do you do that in slow motion?
And I'll show my guns, my arms.
That's right. See, Eric knew how to do it.
I am Guru.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
If you don't love me now,
we'll be right back after this break.